That is, if Stannis won his throne. If he lost, everything I am, I owe to him. Stannis had raised him to knighthood. He'd given him a place of honour at his table. A war galley to sail in place of a smuggler's skiff. Dale and Allard captained galleys as well. Merrick was oarmaster on the Fury. Matha served his father on Black Betha, and the king had taken Devon as a royal squire. One day he would be knighted, and the two little lads as well. Maria was mistress of a small keep on Cape Wrath, with servants who called her milady, and Davos could hunt red deer in his own woods. All this he had of Stannis Baratheon for the price of a few finger joints. It was just what he did to me. I had flouted the king's laws all my life. He has earned my loyalty. Davos touched the little pouch that hung from the leather thong about his neck. His fingers were his luck, and he needed luck now. As do we all, Lord Stannis most of all. Pale flames licked the grey sky. Dark smoke rose, twisting and curling. When the wind pushed it toward them, men blinked and wept and rubbed their eyes. Allard turned his head away, coughing and cursing. A taste of things to come, thought Davos. Many and more would burn before this war was done.